Mashenkein chometz lachol maser. But chometz is given over to anybody. Like, who has the chiv to make a bedikas chometz? Every single person. Anybody that owns chometz in his house has to make a bedika. So when you're making a regular bedika, people can make mistakes. That's why in the Mishnah, Reb Meir says a normal person can make a mistake for 2 hours. So Reb Meir says 1 hour. Therefore, even though with the rice, you're allowed to eat up until chatzos. The Rabbanan said the 6th hour, it's also to eat. And according to Reb Yehud, the person makes a mistake for 2 hours. That's why he said at the beginning of the 5th hour, you have to stop. But it's not sure Edus. Edus, whoever goes to say Edus, looks into it very carefully, doesn't make such mistakes. So according to Reb Meir, he doesn't make a mistake at all. According to Reb Yehud, he only makes a mistake in 30 minutes. Now, the same kasha is on Rava. The Rava, libid Reb Meir. According to Rava, that learned Shan Reb Meir. The Yodam Adam Toyish Te Shoyis Chosem Ashu. Rava learned that even for Edus, people make mistakes for 2 hours. There was one Eid said it happened the 2nd hour of the day, and the second one said it happened the 3rd hour of the day. So Rava learned the Pshat was the one that said the 2nd hour meant the beginning of the second, and the one that meant the third meant the end of the third. 2 hours difference. Still, people make mistakes. By Erev Pesach, then, it should be yosat eat chometz even the beginning of the 5th hour. How come Reb Meir holds only the 6th hour is osur? Why isn't the 5th hour osur? And the Gemara like this: between the 5th and the 7th, nobody makes mistakes. Because hey, chama b'mizrach, the 5th hour of the day, the sun is still on the east side. The Zion, the 7th hour, that's after chatzos, chama b'marav, the sun is on the west side already. So mainly people don't make mistakes between the 5th and the 7th hour. So therefore, you're allowed to eat chometz the 5th hour. Nobody would say, even though it's the after chatzos already, it's only the 5th hour of the day. Because everybody knows, the 5th hour, the sun should have been b'mizrach. How come the sun is b'mariv? That's a raya, it's the after chatzos. For the Gemara, that's true. Yochi b'shish nami nechem. Or b'zai, even the 6th hour of the day, you should also be able to eat. Because the 6th hour of the day, the sun is right on top of you. But it's not on Marav's side yet. So since the sun is not on Marav's side yet, people will know it's not Chatzos. Once it gets Chatzos, nobody's going to say now it's the 6th hour. Because when it comes Chatzos, the sun is now on the Marav side. And everybody knows that before Chatzos is not there. So why do you have to be Choshesh? The 6th hour, people make mistakes. Amaravada Marava, Shish, the 6th hour of the day, it's like the sun is straight above you. Yoima Bekarna Sakoi, the day is like in the corners. In other words, the 6th hour, you can't tell. The sun is straight above you. You can't tell yet if it's on the Mizrach side or it's on the Marav side. So even though really it's Chatzos right now, you could still make a mistake and think, no, it's only the 6th hour. Therefore, the 6th hour of the day, Reb Meir says, you're not allowed to eat chometz. Because people can make a mistake, they'll think it's the 6th hour of the day, and really it's after Chatzos already. The sun should have been by Marav, but the 6th hour, the sun is straight up, you can make a mistake whether it's called in Marav or not. Mashenka, in the 5th hour of the day, you don't make mistakes. Because the 5th hour of the day, the sun is still all the way on Mizrach side. And by Chatzos, the sun is all the way by Marav side. That much you don't make mistakes. But the 6th hour, you can still make a mistake. That's why Reb Meir says in the Mishnah, we're only choshesh 1 hour, just the 6th hour, you're not allowed to eat chometz. Not more. Have the Gemara weiter. V'rova, alibi Reb Yehuda, what does Rava do according to Reb Yehuda? He says that a person makes a mistake for 3 hours. He says if one said 3 and one said 5, really it happened either at the beginning of the 3rd or the end of the 5th. And one made a mistake 3 hours. So b'zoi, metchilas dalad lenechel. Or b'zoi, on Erev Pesach, it should be yosef tit chometz, even the 4th hour. Hey, it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th hour of the day, the Rabbanan should have made gzeira, not tit chometz, because people make mistakes for 3 hours. And the Gemara, that's not shver. Hey, I'll tell you, chama b'mizrach. The 5th hour of the day, the sun is still on Mizrach side. V'sheva chama b'marav. Mashenka, in the 7th hour of the day, there the sun is on the west side. So, meila v'chol shechein dalet. And avada, the 4th hour of the day, it doesn't pass to make any chshash. Nobody would think, the 4th hour of the day, that nobody would think, really it's after chatzos. And they'll think of the 4th hour of the day. That you can't make such a mistake. Because the 4th hour of the day, the sun is all the way b'mizrach. And after chatzos, the sun is all the way b'mariv. So you can't make such a mistake. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the pshat, that we're not afraid you'll make such mistakes, p'hei nami nechel. of Zayit Shmer of Yehuda. Why does Reb Yehuda say now Mishnah? The fifth hour of the day, it's also Pit Chometz. Why? The fifth hour, the sun is in Mizrach. On the seventh hour, the sun is B'mariv. People don't make mistakes. And the Gemara, Tirgama Abaya Libid Rava, Abaya gives a teretz according to Rava, Eidos Mesurul is reason. I'll tell you, by Eidos, it's given over to his reason. Mashenken Chometz Lachom Moser. Chometz is given over to anybody. So, even though by Eidos, that a Rabbi Yehuda was, Rava said even Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, if one says the fifth hour, and one says the seventh hour of the day, they're shakron and they're lying, and the Eidos are no good, that's only because by Eidos, you look in carefully to know what hour it is. So to make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh, nobody makes mistakes. Mashenken, by B'dikas Chometz, everybody has to make a B'dikam, so there people could make the mistake. He'll think, now, even though it's after Chatzos already, and even though the sun is already on Marav's side, still he'll think it's the fifth hour of the day. Even though the sun should be the other place, normal people can make this mistake. So therefore he makes the Gzeira 2 hours, even the fifth hour is also also. Why doesn't it make the Gzeira 3 hours already, the fourth hour also? So that's why she says so much nobody makes a mistake. Hey, it's the fourth hour of the day, the sun is mamish all the way, still a Mizrach. So you can't make such a mistake to say that really now the sun is in Marav, it's after Chatzos, and you can make a mistake to think it's the fourth hour, that nobody would do. Mashenka in the fifth hour, since the sun is already closer to Marav's side, there normal people could make mistakes. That's why in the Mishnah of Yehuda says the fifth hour of the day you have to stop eating the chametz. That was Abaye incident. So the Marav Rav Amalu, but Rav has said the teretz by himself. Rav gives his own teretz. Rav Amalu, Hainu time of Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you, Noob Shatan Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, why he says you have to stop eating the chametz 2 hours before. Your reason is not the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yehuda la taimei. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his shita. The Yomar Rabbi Yehuda's shita is ein beer chometz el esreifa. The klal is that when it comes to zman habir to get rid of the chometz, how you mekayim tashvisu only by esreifa. You have to bedafka go and burn the chometz. So meila, by the beginning of the seventh hour of the day, that's by chatzos, you have to be with your wood and burning the chometz. Now v'yagul le rabbanin shu'achas. The Rabbani gave you 1 hour before that, lokot po'etzim, to go ahead and collect the wood to in order to have wood ready to make the fire. That's why the Rabbani said you have to have an extra hour here. They want you 1 hour before that to be Isaac in collecting wood. So, the Zman HaBir mid Rabbani, when are you supposed to burn it? At the beginning of the sixth hour. That's when you're supposed to burn it. So since you're supposed to burn at the beginning of the fifth hour, beginning of the sixth hour, the Rabbanim wanted that the fifth hour, there should be a heker. You should know it's coming close soon to the time I have to burn my chametz. So the fifth hour, they tell you, stop eating chametz. If you know now you can't eat the chametz, you know that the next hour, you're going to have your wood ready to make the beer to burn with. So you'll spend the whole fifth hour around to look for wood to burn the chametz. That's the reason why you have to stop. Not because people make mistakes. People don't make mistakes between the fifth and seventh hour. Now, the reason why you have to stop the fifth hour is that people should have time to go collect wood in order to be able to make a fire to burn the chametz. That's the time of Rabbi Yehuda. The more Eisvei Ravin LaRova. So Ravin has to kasha to Rova. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself says like this. Ei Mosai. When do I say that ain't beer chametz el esreifa, you have to burn the chametz? Tavke shloi b'shas b'yurin. That means the way Rashi learns before Chatzos Hayom. Before Chatzos at Erev Pesach, that's when the mitzvah is to burn the chametz. And the reason why we burn our chametz, Erev Pesach, before the seventh hour, that's according to Rashi Shita. That he learns from this Mishnah, that Shalei B'Shas B'Yura means, before Chatzos at Erev Pesach, that's when there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. Aval B'Shas B'Yura, Rashi learns, but when it comes after the seventh hour, when it becomes Chatzos, that's the Zman when the chametz should be destroyed, or even after that, Hashpasasa B'Chol Dovrum. There's no Indian then to burn a badafka with fire, with sreifa, and any way you get rid of it, throw it into the ruach, throw it into the yam, yosem akai mitzvah tashvisu. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you have to burn the chametz is before chatzos on Erev Pesach. But once it comes chatzos, there's no more Indian to burn it, then hashpasos to b'chol davro. You could throw it any way you want. So Rashi learns the kasher is then, why did the Rabbanan say that when it comes the fifth hour, we're telling you stop eating, don't eat chametz. Why? Because we want you this hour to go around collect the wood in order to burn the fire, to burn the chametz. Now what are we afraid of? That maybe when it comes the sixth hour, you're not going to have wood to burn the chametz, you won't be able to make the mitzvah tashvisum. But the kasher is, so what? If the person doesn't have wood, let him wait until chatzos, As soon as it comes after Chatzos, there's no more inyun to burn the chametz anymore. Then you just throw it to the ruach. You just throw it to the yam. And since Rabbi Yehuda himself says that after Chatzos, you don't have to burn it anymore. Just get rid of it any way you want. So if the person has wood, very nice. Burn it beforehand. If you don't have wood, so he won't burn it. He'll wait till after Chatzos and he'll get rid of it later. This is Rashi Shita. The famous Tais argues in Rashi and says, no. Tais says, the whole reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn the chametz is learned out from Noiser. We learn now from Noiser. Now Noiser, the pshat by Kutchim, you're allowed to eat it for a day. After the day, you're not allowed to eat it anymore, then you have to burn it. So when do you have to burn it? After the Zman Isurei. So Tais learns in Yehuda just the opposite. The Zman Biurei, Tais learns, is everybody's busy getting rid of the chametz before Chatzos. That's when Hashpasasi b'chol davar. But the Zman Biurei means after Chatzos, that's when you have to do Sreifa. Because according to Tosfos Shita, we, Lamaisa, are not Mekayim Tosfos Shita. According to Tosfos, there's no chiyuv to burn it in fire before Chatzos. Before Chatzos, if you want to, just throw it the Ruach. That's the way you get rid of the chametz. The only time there's a mitzvah tashbisa of burning the chametz, that's only after Chatzos. That's the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi learns just the opposite. Rashi learns that the Gemara means to say that before Chatzos, that's the only time you have to burn it. But after Chatzos, you don't have to burn it, so wait till after Chatzos, and you won't burn it. We don't have wood, so what? You wait till after Chatzos, and you get rid of it any way you want. So that can't be a reason why the Rabbanan said the fifth hour you can't eat the chametz. So Elo Amar Rava, said Gemara. So Rava answers himself, Elo Amar Rava, Gezeira Mishum Yoyim HaMoinin. There's a new Gezeira, that maybe Erev Pesach will be a cloudy day. On the cloudy day, people won't be able to tell the difference between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. So that's why 2 hours before, you're not allowed to eat the chametz. Fred Gemara, if you're afraid of a cloudy day, Rava learns that according to Rabbi Yehuda, how long could a person make a mistake? For 3 hours. So if you're telling me now you're afraid Erev Pesach will be cloudy, so people won't be able to tell by the sun what hour of the day it is, they won't know that the sun should be in Mizrach or Maariv, so 3 hours before it should be Yosef Tit Chometz, because people could make mistakes in 3 hours. Why only the fifth hour? Even the fourth hour should be Yosef. Amar Papa, the Teretz is, Dalet Zman Sudel HaKol Hi. The fourth hour of the day, that's the time everybody eats breakfast. And Baruch Hashem, you have a stomach, you have an appetite, that reminds you it's the fourth hour of the day, it's time to eat. So nobody makes a mistake. Everybody knows when the fourth hour of the day is. That's the time to eat breakfast. So now the fourth hour, everybody knows it's the fourth hour. So you're not going to make mistakes then. Therefore, the fourth hour, you're still allowed to eat chametz. Now later, when it comes to the fifth hour, then people can make mistakes. People might have had such a good breakfast, that even the seventh hour of the day, they're still full for breakfast. So as far as they're concerned, it's still only the fifth hour now. So they would think I'm allowed to eat chametz, and really it's after Chatzos. So that's why the Rabbanan had to make gzeiros 2 hours before not eat chametz. But more than 2 hours, nobody makes mistakes. Because at the fourth hour of the day, that's the time to eat breakfast, so we're not afraid you'll make a mistake the fourth hour. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So the maskana, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is, we're afraid maybe Erev Pesach will be cloudy, you won't be able to tell by the sun, so by the fifth hour of the day, you can make mistakes. That you, even though really it's after Chatzos, you'll still think it's the fifth hour. Therefore, the Rabbanan said 2 hours before Chatzos, the fifth hour and sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat the chametz. Tana Rabbanan, Shari Shaina Michael Ludim. The first hour of the day, that's the time Ludim eat. They're also type of Ganovim, Rashi says. Shania, the second hour of the day, is Michael Listim. Those are people that steal. So Rashi says, Listim, the chilik is, they're up a whole night stealing. The Yeshanim Shachar Shari Shaina. The first hour of the day, they go to sleep. The second hour of the day, they're up ready to eat. That's listim. That's when they eat for breakfast. Shlishis Michael Yorshim. The third hour of the day, Yorshim eat. Yorshim means you got a big Yerusha from your father, so you don't have to work, you have no business to go to. You go to eat, the first thing you do when you get up in the morning, also eat breakfast. Just you sleep till the third hour of the day, so when you wake up, eat breakfast. Reviyas Michael Poylim. People that go to work, they have to first work a little bit, and it comes the fourth hour of the day, that's when they have the breakfast time. Chamishis Michael Tamil Chomin. Tamil Chomin had to sit down to learn right away. So the first five hours a day they're learning. When it comes to the fifth hour, that's when they eat their breakfast. Shishis Michael Kolodim. The sixth hour of the day, that's when everybody eats the breakfast. Fred Gemara, that's true. Vamir Rapapa reveals Man Sudla Kurli. He just said not like that. Rapapa says that the fourth hour of the day, everybody eats breakfast. Ela Eipach, change it around like this. Reviyas Michael Kolodim. The fourth hour of the day, that's normal time to eat breakfast. That's when everybody eats breakfast, the fourth hour of the day. Chamishis Michael Perlim. People that have to work, first they work a few hours, and then the fifth hour, that's when they eat.
Shishis, the sixth hour of the day, Michael Tamil Chachomim. That's when a Talmud Chachom takes his time off to eat breakfast. Mikan v'yelech. If somebody doesn't eat up until the sixth hour of the day, or after the sixth hour, it's not healthy. Then it's Kizurik Evel Nechamis. It's like throwing a stone into an empty barrel that's no good. It makes a lot of noise. Like if you don't eat up until Chatzais, it's not healthy that way. But then by the time you put this food into your stomach, it's not healthy. Where Afab Omer Abaye, Abaye is like this. That's what we say you shouldn't eat your breakfast after the sixth hour. That's only if you didn't take anything beforehand. If you took a little snack, you had a coffee in the morning, then less lambor. Then as long as you go that you're not hungry, you could do things, then it's not harmful for you. It's only if you eat nothing that it's harmful for you. But if you eat something, it's not harmful. Omer Ravashi, kemachlokes b'edus, kach machlokes b'chometz. Rav Ashi said, as you know, the same machlokes we have between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda by Hilchos Eidus, how many hours people make mistakes, is the same machlokes by Hilchos Chometz, in our Mishnah, between the fifth hour and the sixth hour. Kedigmar Pshita, Hainu Hach, Avad, it's the same thing, like we just had the old Blat Gemara here, that be Mazba, the two machlokes are not totally Zebezer. Like, what are you telling me? Pshita is totally Zebezer. Hainu Hach, the Amoran, and the Gemara Hakam Ashmelon, Shinuyu the Shinina and Shinuyahu. That the Terutzim we just got finished saying, even though they may look a little bit doubtful if they're really good Terutzim or not, no, they're good Terutzim. For late time, don't give another Terutz. You know what another Terutz you could say? Another Terutz you could say, the Churutz is Tira. And now Mishnah Reb Meir says, you only make a mistake 1 hour. Reb Yehuda says, you only make a mistake 2 hours. And by Hilchos Eidus, there we say, Reb Meir says, you make a mistake 2 hours. And Reb Yehuda says, you make a mistake 3 hours. So really, I see a theory of the two Mishnahs, not another terrace would be. Tanoihi! I could tell you some machlokes Tanoim. The Tanoim learned this Mishnah, made a mistake, but I didn't know the other Mishnah. It's a machlokes Tanoim. Maybe that would be a terrace. So Kamashmala, no, I'm telling you, you don't have to say it's a machlokes Tanoim. Both Tanoim, these two Mishnahs, know of one another, and they're both emes, and there's no theorem. For the truth, we just got finished saying, Adis is like this, and Chometz is like this, therefore there's no theorem. Omer Rav Simi Barashi. There's only, we learned this about the hours. When do we say by Eidus you can make mistakes between 2 or 3 hours? That's only in the middle of the day. But let's say one Eid says, I saw the murder take place, and the other Eid said, no, the murder took place right after an Eid Tachama. Then we say, Adusim Patela. Then they're lying. Because nobody makes a mistake between before Chatzos, when it's still a little bit dark outside, and before Hanetz, that's before the sunrise, it's still dark, and after sunrise, that's mamash when the sun starts to come up already, it gets much lighter. So that nobody makes a mistake. So if one said this, one said that, the pshat is one of them is lying, and he doesn't really know when it took place, so therefore the edits are no good. But the more pshita, avad, it's no good. Like you can't make mistakes between before sunrise and after sunrise. Eli meant to say like this. One eight says the murder took place before sunrise. And the second eight is, he doesn't say it happened after sunrise. He says it took place during the sunrise. Mashma, sunrise takes a few minutes. Like some shita says it takes 3 minutes for sunrise. And again, if somebody wants daven in the morning to besikin, he wants to punk daven Shemon Esrei exactly when sunrise is, there's a 3 minute span when he can still chop around to daven to besikin. But mashma, there is some time, it doesn't take a second sunrise. He says he saw the murder take place in the middle of the sunrising, in the middle of sunrise. Still we say, Edusim Batela, they're lying these two, and one is a liar. Fredi Gemara Hanani Pshita, of course. That before sunrise, there's no light yet. You didn't see the sun. During sunrise, you see the sun. So again, you can't make a mistake. For sure, one is lying. Must says, no, Mother Tame, I would think. Tavayo Chode Milsakarmi. No, maybe they're not lying. Both of them really saw at the exact same time. So one that says, Koydim Anait is good. And really, the sunrise didn't take place yet. No, behold, the Kom of Atoychanait, the one that says it took place in the middle of sunrise, really, it wasn't sunrise yet. But I was thinking maybe the Geluya Hukoi, it was just like a ray of the sun coming up. Like before the sun comes up, the rays start to shoot out. And all he saw was just like a blitz, a light, like a lightning. He just saw a blitz of light. So he thought that was sunrise. So that's why he said, I saw the murder take place in the middle of sunrise. Really, they both saw at the same time. Really, it was before sunrise. Just after he said, Bateich, is because he saw a little rays of sun, and he thought that was the nates, That's what I would think, that they're not lying. Kamashmula, no. Kamashmula, no. That we say, no, they're lying. That even that is not, that's not so shchiach, that doesn't happen. We'd rather say then, the fact that we have the pasuk, v'tzilu edu, which we try and save the person, v'tzilu edu, we try and save him, so therefore we'd rather say they're lying. That usually people don't make mistakes. And when he said in the middle of the sunrise, he meant to say, Mama, she saw the sun up, and then one of the two are lying. Because if the sun is here or not here, nobody makes mistake. So obviously one didn't see the mice altogether, he's just coming and lying, therefore these Eidos are no good. Amarav Nachman Amarav, Halacha Kreb Yehuda. We pass now Mishnah like Kreb Yehuda, and that's what we firzach, that the fourth hour of the day you'll eat chametz. The fifth hour, Erev Chametz, Erev Pesach, you're not eat chametz. But it's muta banor. The sixth hour of the day, then it's also banor even. Then you have to burn it. Omale Rav, Rav Nachman, v'neim amar Halacha Kreb Meir. Why do you pass like Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah? Why don't you pass better like Rabbi Meir? The Stam Lon Tana Kavosei. Because I have a Stam Mishnah later that goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanan, the beginning of the second parak we learned, Kol Shor Shem Mutlechel, all the time of Erev Pesach, that you're allowed to eat chametz, Michael Hu, you're allowed to give it to your animals to eat. Mashen came, any time you're not allowed to eat the chametz, Mashma, you're not allowed to give it to your animals to eat. Now, that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir holds the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat the chametz, and it's Mutar Banor. The sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's Asur Banor. So any time you can eat, you give your animals. Anytime you can't eat, you can't give your animals. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the fifth hour of the day, you are not allowed to eat it, but your animals are allowed to eat it. The fifth hour, like we all halacha, it's Mutar Banor. You're allowed to still sell your chametz the fifth hour of the day, just you're not allowed to eat it. So that Mishnah, Kol Shor, doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So since you have a Stam Mishnah later, like Rabbi Meir, the Chur, why don't you paskin like a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? The Teretz is, Hahi Lav Stam Hu. Like we'll see later on in the Gemara there, that Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. Mishnah Nakashi Mutter. The Gemara there asks questions, the Mishnah should have said Mutter, and it doesn't say it, and the Gemara comes out that Mishnah there is not according to Rabbi Meir, but goes according to different Tana. So the kids said the Mishnah later is not Stam, does not come out according to Rabbi Meir. So it's not a kasha why he doesn't pass like Rabbi Meir. But the Gemara don't know the kasha though. Why are you passing now Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? The name of Mar Halacha Kreb Gamliel. Why don't you pass like Rabbi Gamliel now Mishnah? Rabbi Gamliel said a third sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah said like this. He made a chilek between chulin and truma. He said chulin, regular wheat, regular chametz, necholin kol arba. You're allowed to eat it the fourth hour, but the fifth hour no, like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, truma though, that a kohen that has truma, there he said, kol chamish, you're even allowed to eat it the fifth hour. So the Gamliel mishes up between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Nageya to chulin, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But nageya to truma, he holds like Rabbi Meir. That the fifth hour, you're still allowed to eat the truma on Erev Pesach, only the sixth hour is also. That's from the Gamliel Shita. So for the Gemara, why don't we pass on Rabbi Gamliel? There's a cloud, the Evelei Machriyah. Because Rabbi Gamliel is called a machriya, he's like an in-between person. And usually the klal is we pass him like an in-between person. Like if you have one sheet of this way and one sheet of this way, and somebody comes and makes a achra between the two of them, then we pass him like the machriya, the one that says like a compromise. Usually we pass him like a compromise. So Rabbi Gamliel here is the compromise. And the Gemara name, Omalei, Rabbi Gamliel lav machriyahu. Rabbi Gamliel is not considered he's making a compromise between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. No tam de nafshe koma. Rabbi Gamliel is a third cheetah biyama. He's saying his own cheetah. In other words, Rabbi Meir did not talk at all about truma. Rabbi Yehuda did not talk all about truma. They didn't talk about truma. So there's machlekes is about chulin. So negeya to chulin, who does Rabbi Gamliel hold like? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Negeya to chulin, he holds like Rabbi Meir. That the fifth hour you're allowed. Okay, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That the fifth hour you're not allowed to eat chulin either. So, Nogeya Techulin, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not called a Machri. He's not saying, he's not being Machri of one of these two. He's like holding his own Shita. For Chulin, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. For Truma, I'm saying my own Shita. Like the first two, Rabbi Yehuda didn't talk about Truma. So since they didn't talk about it, that's not called a Machri. A Machri means, I hear your son and I hear your son and I make a compromise. I'm hold half like you and half like him. That's called a machriyah. But here it's not called a machriyah. It's not called I hold half like you and half like you. You were not talking about truma. I'm saying a new psak by truma. Therefore, we don't pass like Rav Gamliel. Therefore, it's good why here we pass like Rav Yehuda. The boy is saying another says, Rav the Yom Kiyai Tana. Rav goes that this Tana, right, that he also passed in the Stam Tana, holds like Rav Yehuda. Titania, Arbosa Shechalius Peshabis, if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, is Mevaren Esakom of Meya Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he's supposed to make your Bdikas Chomets and get rid of all your Chomets. For his Sarfin Trumas Tameyas, who are then Truma that's Tomei, you're allowed to burn. Tluyas, the Sarfin Trumas Tameyas, now Tluyas Atorim, if you have a Sophic Truma, or you have a Truma that's Vade Tor, or Meshai, Sarfin Truma Tameya, you're Tluyas, or Torus, or Meshaira Menatoris. Mozon Shtei Sudis. Now you're allowed to leave over in order to have two Sudis on Shabbos from Chometz. So the Torah Dika Truma, you're allowed to leave over to eat two Sudis. Kedei Lechol Adalat Shoyis. In order to be able to eat Chometz up until the fourth hour of the day. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Ish Pasusa. Shoma Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. Ish Pasusa. Shoma Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, that's what they hold. So, kids, this is what that you're allowed to save over two Sudas to eat Shabbos up until when the fourth hour. Omrullah, they answered back to him, Tahoy Rois, Lo Yisorfu. True, if you have Truma Torah, you can't burn it. Why? Shema Yimsu Len Oichlim. Because maybe you'll find somebody to teach the Truma. And if you have Truma that's Torah, you're not allowed to burn it, then let's just eat it. Omrullah, they answered back, Kva Bikshav Le Motsu. What are you telling me if I have Truma Torah? I'm not allowed to burn it. But I looked around before Shabbos, I didn't find any Kohanim, and I know that now for this Shabbos I only have myself, I can't eat more than two Sudis, so I don't want to have the Chometz left over on Pesach, therefore I'm burning it now before Shabbos. What are you telling me, leave it? Maybe some Kohanim will come to visit you, but I don't expect any Kohanim. Maybe you'll have a guest coming from outside the city. Even if it's totally about a suffix, if the truma is Torah or not, also I shouldn't burn it. Maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come, and he'll tell us, this is suffix truma? No, it's Vade Torah, so I shouldn't burn it either. He answered back, that's not kashim. Eliyahu Hanavi won't come in Erev Shabbos, in Erev Yom Tov. Here, this was Erev Pesach, so for sure Eliyahu Hanavi won't come. Armu, they said, Lezoz Mishom Achekov, Alochak Reb Lezer Ben Yudim, Ish Basus, Shom Mishum Yerushua, that they were Keveyed Alochak like him, My Lava Filu Lechol, that he said what? The fourth hour of the day you're allowed to eat. But after the fourth hour, you're not allowed to eat anymore. That's a riot, Reb Yehudim. You see, once it comes to the beginning of the fifth hour, Erev Pesach, it's also Tit Chometz. So it's a Stam Mishneh that holds, Stam Breitz holds like Reb Yehudim. So that's why we passed before like Reb Yehudim. All right, we'll go over this tomorrow. Stop here.